Locks in the Box, Volume 1, Episode 9.
I booked the safari program specifically in the region where I heard last, from Tony. And Yusuf was my guide.
As soon as I landed at Lagos International Airport, Yusuf was there. We took a small charter to first Sapo National Park, then the second day to the city of San Pedro in the Ivory Coast.
Welcome, ma'am. So glad you made it. You'll be amazed what we have here. Anything you heard or seen on the internet, TV, or movie are nothing compared to the real wildlife. I guarantee it. All kinds of animals, monkeys, pygmies, hippopotamus, leopards, you name it. We have them all.
Thank you so much. Such a warm welcome. But I'm only here for one and only one reason.
I see. Well, we do have elephants too, you know. Thai National Park will be our first stop. And yes, they are protected species. But guess what? As soon as they roamed around outside the protected areas, it's all fair game. So gear it up and let's have a great safari, ma'am.
He was so enthusiastic. Not sure if he did that with all his clients. But I was taken by that in all honesty. And so, after napping in the little plane, we got there at night, drove an old jeep, then reached the outskirts of the park. Yusuf was absolutely right. Everything I heard about Africa was nothing compared to what I was witnessing. Just the sound of the flora and fauna alone. Never heard anything like that before. When we got there, Yusuf was all about being a gentleman. Is that a...
Yeah. It just lets people know that we're stepping into his territory, that's all. We are in the wild now. Have no fear. Please walk behind me and make sure to tap me on the shoulder if you see something or if you feel uncomfortable. No screaming, please. Just whisper. And now tap me on the shoulder. Yes?
I nodded affirmatively and followed his every step as Yusuf led way with his flashlight. After walking for like half an hour or so, we found a spot. Seemed to be a place where some major things happened. The ground looks flat, wet, muddy, with branches and leaves everywhere. The box. I know now. I didn't know then. I also saw a silver crucifix necklace covered by mud in the ground. My flashlight pointed at it, and I instantly went to it. Picked it up. I recognized it and quickly put it in my pocket without it being seen.
Are you coming, Mrs.? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. It's too damn hot. I'm so drenched in these clothes.
Shh.
Yusuf thought that I was slacking. Then we stopped before a thick bush area, covering the box. Huge hole. As he said, as a trap for elephants. My dad's no angel, as I said, but he deserves some peace. So, my hunt for you started.
What can you tell me about the man in charge?
I asked Yusuf.
I am the man in charge. I'm the boss now.
Almost as if he wanted to prove something to the world, but didn't know how. I knew then, he wasn't the man who murdered my father. He became aggressive, but I knew how to tame an aggressive prey. I was one, a prey, I meant, once before, and my father was the aggressor. But that's another story, so.
How much for the tusks?
Sale 101. first one talking numbers fails.
African lesson 101. In here, I am the president, the boss, your lifeline, unless I said otherwise.
Oh, Yusuf, why so upset? We just started to know each other. I got closer to Yusuf, instinctively caressed his head, and landed a kiss on his neck, on his cheek. Then I hugged him.
Ha! Chinese woman is getting me excited.
Because Chinese woman understands the president, the boss, my lifeline. I have a hungry mob of Chinese spiders waiting. They would sell their moms to get these tusks to cure their ED.
$1,000.
I busted laughing. A pair?
No, each.
Deal.
Oh.
How much will you resell it for? Come on, you can tell me.
That's my problem now, isn't it? Just stay in your lane, Monsieur Yusuf. The traffic is extremely fast in here. It might get you killed otherwise.
Oh, scary. Is this a Chinese proverb or something? Now, let me show you a real African bull.
He lifted me up by the waist. I crossed my legs around his waist and told him, "Show me, boss." Very seductively, he carried me all the way to his hut.
You tricked him.
Wait before you start assuming things. One night, I pretended to be asleep.
Hello?
Yusuf! Yusuf! My man, Yusuf! Are you just waking up?
It's 4 a.m. I'm already awake.
So, have you decided, brother?
Decided what?
New boss, huh? Are you with the Chinese woman?
What? Who told you?
Africa is a big place. News travels slow when it comes to us. But a Chinese woman in Africa? That's gossip express, my brother. Besides, you forgot. I'm a boss, too. I pay people to watch and listen.
What are you talking about?
It is okay. I know she is with you. So don't pretend. But I'm talking about you taking lead for good, Yusuf.
Lead? What about Kwame?
What about him? Kwame, Huliahu, and all these people, they're old school. You and I are the new school. Enough of placing your ears on the ground to track animals. Enough of you putting your fingers in animal shit. Come on, Yusuf. Everyone knows you are and you will always stay in the back. But Kwame, put Kwame out of business now. Claim what you deserve. By the way, I'll see you in this new app for tracking our prey that uses artificial intelligence. It's Chinese, cheap, and it's pretty efficient. Check it out, you'll see. What do you say, Yusuf? I'd help you out, but if you need me, it means that you're not ready. So.
Morning, Yusuf. Are you ready? Let's go.
I'll call you back. He's here. We'll talk. Rest. I'll be back this evening. Make yourself at home.
I had to say, Yusuf was not a bad person. But he wouldn't tell me how to reach you. And the atmosphere in the area got the best of me. Especially those random gunshots. So that night, when he came back, we had another great time in bed, if you know what I mean.
Get to the point, please.
When we suddenly heard another distant single. What is that?
A single gunshot. Hunter down. Where were we?
I got very uneasy by the sound of random gunshots. While for Yusuf, it was business as usual. Suddenly, Yusuf's phone buzzes again. He reached out to his cell phone, placed by my nightstand. I quickly glanced at a text. You missed our appointment tonight. That is not good leadership, Yusuf.
put him in touch with that Chinese woman, ASAP. Hu Liao.
Hu Liao? He didn't even mention anything about you or... All right. Go on, please.
So, Yusuf lost his confidence. I could see it on his face. So I knew he wasn't the man in charge I was looking for. So I asked, what is it?
Oh, nothing important.
Tell me.
Sometimes I question boss man.
The man in charge?
I'm the man in charge. Didn't I tell you that before? My partner's motivations are meant. What is the end goal here? To unite as a Pan-African country. And that is politics. Or to go after the money. Politics. None of us has had any experience doing that. And it might even be the end of us. Us hunters. I've seen what politics done to Ranger. To his brother. It changed.
Made it goes hand to hand. You know? Money. Politics. Tell me more. Are you a politician or a businessman, Yusuf? If you ask me, I see you as...
As?
I'd rather not.
Why not?
I am not...
I value your opinion now.
Do you? Now?
I'm not sure what I am. I know for sure I am not living. I have been surviving all this time, not even sure how. Got lucky since I was born. Or why my partner's family took me under their wings since I was a little boy. The war in Freetown has devastated anything I knew from where I'm originally from.
And where is that, Yusuf?
Freetown, Liberia. The rebels ravaged and attacked my village and killed anything that moved at night. Baba on his hunt found a basket and heard something that did not belong to the high grass of the savannah. Baba approached the basket and uncovered the fabric that was protecting me.
A baby boy. Look what wars are doing to our children.
He raised me with his two other sons, Harris and Kwame. I never felt that I completely belonged. And now, I want to take the lead. I am tired of being second or third wheel and working for someone else. I am a new boss. I can have my own business now.
Yes, you can. Just be smart about it. I ask him one last time. Yusuf, who's the man in charge? Please, tell me. He ignored me. That hurts.
Ah, but these lips, they are so red and ripe to the picking. Come here, you.
He pulled me toward him and kissed me again. As Yusuf became hypnotized by my red lipstick, my hand slowly slithered from the bed to a small pouch used as a purse set nearby. As a python approaching its prey, my hand and my fingers surgically opened a small bottle of arsenic pills. I then took one pill and gently placed it between my front teeth.
What is this?
Wake up, Chinese aphrodisiac.
No need. You're in Africa now. Get it up, no problem. Last longer, no problem.
How long?
Hours long.
I thought you said I was yours for the weekend. He tried to kiss me again.
I evaded it. Then...
I know you want some ivory, and I want some money. So let's be partners. Go to Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast and talk to Sharp Teeth. He got the biggest stock of tusks. I'll get a percentage on every transaction. Okay?
Sharp Teeth?
Yes. All roads seem to lead to Sharp Teeth, indeed.
Jacqueline, my amor! Jacqueline, I know. I have been bad and mean lately, not to feed you for days. What am I saying? What am I talking about? For weeks! Look, I got a snack for you. I love that fish. I adore her. Come here, girl.
Yes, he loves animals that have sharp teeth, hence his nickname. His favorite is a shark named Jacqueline. Whoever double-crosses him usually ends up with a Jacqueline. He had a party the other day where he invited people to watch it live. Hey, he's a barbaric type, very savage. I'm only recommending him to you because I see the potential of our partnership. Just be careful though, that's all. By the way, who referred you to us?
Legendatus Indistinctus.
Another Chinese customer.
That's Latin for you. She first invites her male into her web. They make passionate love.
Like we are. I'm your man now.
Yes, like we are. Then, he avidly took the pill from my fingers. He quickly chewed and swallowed it. Seconds later, I saw him gasping for air, choking on his own saliva trying to reach a glass of water. The glass fell. It broke on the floor. And his body suddenly convulsed and slowly became animated. The foam slowly oozed out of his mouth. I watched him in silence for a moment. Then I said to him, Legendatus Indistinctus is also commonly named a black widow. She sucks the life of her male partner after they make love. Sorry, Yusef. You're not the man in charge. I then started searching everywhere. I started with Yusef's phone, read the last Julio's message, looked in the drawers of the nightstand, the drawers of the table, under the mattress of the bed, under the bed itself. I become frustrated. I sat for a moment on the bed and thought, Julio, Sanchez, I try to remember your name. When Yusef said, what about Kwame? Before me, on a mirror, I saw my reflection and I thought, why not? So I ran toward it, placed my fingers slowly between a mirror and the wall from top to bottom. Unexpectedly, tips of my fingers touched something. Some papers, documents. I might be a little superstitious. I didn't want to break it. So I cautiously took the mirror off the nails that were deeply struck inside the wall and rested it on the bed. As I turned the mirror upside down, few pieces of paper fell. A reservation to Grand Bassam, Ivory Coast Airport with your name, Kwame Kwadio on it, and a couple of black and white pictures of dead elephant. Kwame, you, and my stepfather, Tony. Daddy, I
smile.
You have been listening to Locks in the Box Volume 1, a Patrick Cavity Presents production. Locks in the Box has been created, written, and produced by Patrick and Wendy Cavity. Recorded at Soundbox LA, West Hollywood, California. Executive producer, Wendy Cavity. Original sounds by Pixabay and Upbeat.io. Edited by Miguel Sol at Soundbox LA. Casting by Patrick Cavity. Directed by Patrick Cavity. Starring Kirk Taylor as the priest, J. Teddy Garces as young Baba, and Tony, Jonima Diaby as Harris, Francis Edemobi as Youssef, Shalimar Garba as mother, Fatima, young woman, and Katalia, Emma Garba as young Kwame, Omri Cavity as young Harris, Mel Uche as Sharpteeth and Juliao, AJ Lubskin as Sajess, Charlotte Chang as Zhao, Patrick Cavity as Kwame, and narrated by Patrick Cavity.
Credits read by Sydney and Omri Cavity. Special thanks to Tim, Michelle, and Miguel at Soundbox LA, West Hollywood, California. Box in the Box is a Patrick Cavity Presents production. For a full cast list, go to patrickcavitypresents.com and listen to the next episode. Follow us on social media. Thank you for supporting Patrick Cavity Presents production, and thank you for listening to